Greetings, everybody. You guys hear me in the back? No? Can you hear me in the back? Can you still hear me in the back? I'd like to welcome everybody to Thursday night celebration. Welcome everybody. This was great. I'd like to bring down Thursday night's class. As you guys can see by our decoration, our theme tonight is footprints. Y'all should have got a copy of the poem when you came in. I'd like to start the evening by introducing everybody and their angel guides. I'll let them do that themselves. But my name is Jim Sade, and my angel guide is Longhorn.
I'm Heather Grindstaff, and mine is Lone Pine. Oh, hi. I'm still Heather Grindstaff, and mine is Lone Pine.
Okay, I'm not Heather. I'm standing. My name is Tina Galvin, and mine is Gray Fox.
I'm Dorothy Fox, and mine is Flystool.
My name is Mary, and my Indian guide is Talking Head.
And my name is Dennis O'Donnell, and my Indian guide is Winkle Wolf.
My name is Jose Gonzalez, and my Indian guide is Night Walker, and his Spanish is Camelo Nocturno.
My name is Barbara Schaefer, and my Indian guide is Yellow Harvest.
My name is Jerry Morning, and I'm blessed to have Tall Hands and Wandering Dove walk with me.
Hi, my name is Lane Alexandra, and my guide is Gentle Bruce.
Hi, my name is Mimi Snitter, and my guide is Little Shadow.
Hi, my name is Joe Bristow, and my Indian guide is Bigfoot.
I'm Holden Kildrup, my guide is Green Arrow.
Hi, I'm Karen McGee, and my guide is Sunny Sky.
Hi, I'm Deborah Sade, and my guide is Still Waters.
My name is Bill Neal, and my guide is Lone Wolf.
Hi, I'm Phyllis, and my guide is Eastman.
My name is Larry Morrison, and my Indian guide is Blackbeard.
I'm Reese, and my Indian guide is Crazy Horse.
Okay. I'd like to introduce Dennis, who's going to be giving our healing / opening prayer. It's right here, man. Slash. Healing / opening prayer. Okay, let's see. What have we got? Some messages. All right, everyone. I hope that a good portion of you had a good chance to get in the back and get a healing. The healing stools are really wonderful. I came in here a little frazzled and a little bit behind the ball today and sat down and... It's wonderful what Spirit will do when you just kind of sit quietly and ask. There's promises in the Bible about that. But all you have to do is ask. And it is indeed the Creator's good pleasure to open the gates of heaven and pour out blessings upon you. And every Wednesday, there's an especially great spot to ask in the back here of the forum. So, for right now, I'm going to go ahead and ask that we join together in prayer. There's a couple of names here I need to ask that we keep in mind. Here's a wonderful God story. Chris Wright, her new heart and her new kidneys are in, and they apparently so far are working fine. She was moved to the seventh floor. C.V. Mitchell passed away last Wednesday afternoon. I don't know personally who that is, but we do need to keep in mind, in fact, Patty is not here with us tonight. Patty Policio is in our class, has been all year, and her husband has been valiantly confronting cancer, and apparently it sounds like about a week or so to go for him, so please keep her and him in mind. And then if we could keep Lynn Javier's dad in mind, he had some surgery on his knee here just recently. So those are all the ones that I'm aware of. If you have special concerns, please do keep them in mind. Heavenly Creator, we are indeed honored and blessed to be called to come before you and to open ourselves to receive your wisdom, your teaching, your blessings, and your divine provision. We ask that you allow us to be as your example, Jesus. Teach us to walk in his footsteps so that we might learn how to live our lives and conduct our lives in service and in love for others. We do keep in mind now all those dear to our hearts and call upon you for special blessings now upon their lives.
Okay, it's time for music. Jose, Mary, and Barbara is going to lead us tonight in music. Okay. Everybody open your books? Start pulling out songs.
Come around. 117, Eyes Open Life.
117.
Yes, thank
you.
Thank you.
something for all the people that asked for you.
Since apparently you can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in schools as of today, so far it's still allowed in the church, so we'd like to have everybody rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Y'all get that? I talk fast sometimes.
Oh. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we got a special treat for you guys tonight. We brought a special speaker in tonight, live from North Park. Tina's our first speaker for the evening.
Okay, for all of you that live in North Park, we know we're number one, right? And if we don't live there, at least we come to attend service here. Like, loud? Can you guys hear me in the back now? Better? Okay. You know, I would like to start by going back about a year and a half ago when I was introduced to the church through a friend of mine named Helene Kelberg, whom I'm sure most of you are familiar with. And after attending several services, both here and at the Kensington site, I decided that this is where I wanted to celebrate and enhance my spiritual growth. The warmth and comfort that I have experienced is a common feeling that I get from most of the people that I've met through the church. First, I'd like to say that I find it kind of interesting is how we as similar and like-minded souls have collectively come together through the Fraternal Spiritualist Church. I'm sure that there is a reason for this, one beyond coincidence. I feel that it is probably our innate drive for matters of spirit that bring us close. Each and every one of us has, by attending these spiritual classes, whether Monday or Tuesday or Thursday, like my fellow brethren here, decided to take a conscious role in their spirituality. And it makes me really happy to be amongst people who find their spiritual growth rewarding and exciting. Thursday night class has been truly insightful experience for me, and I'm sure that it has somehow changed my life and affected both my spiritual and personal growth. And I believe that same personal and spiritual growth affects the lives of each and every one of us, as well as the people that we come in contact with and the others that are always with us in thought. Through these classes, I have observed that spiritual growth is an ongoing process a process that is continually unfolding to reveal necessary truths that help us in our daily and spiritual lives. I want to take this opportunity to point something important out that Millie is always saying. She says to ask. And wouldn't you know that we as people find this to be one of the most difficult tasks? But I will tell you that those three letters create a word of abundance. Because it is through our ability to ask that we tap the potential for each and every one of us to be giving and caring souls on this plane. Asking opens us to the ability to be able to receive and allow abundance in our lives. In closing, I would like to say that for the many reasons that we are gathered here individually, it is collectively that we are here together tonight to celebrate one another in our spiritual advancement through the completion of our spiritual classes with Reverend Millie. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Tina. Our next speaker is someone who put some effort into being here tonight. She is from parts unknown.
Yeah.
Our next speaker, I don't know her name, but our next speaker.
Good evening. What do you think?
You look like a
blue ghost. Oh,
that was
hot.
Oh. Mother Teresa.
Well, did that have an effect?
Yes.
What did you think about that? What did you think about the way I was dressed earlier compared to what I'm wearing now?
I think I like what you're wearing now much better.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Just as seeing one set of footprints in the sand might have someone believe that he's alone and that God isn't there, seeing someone dressed differently, dirty, poor quality of clothing, the wrong size, we make assumptions about those people, right? Didn't you assume something about me with what I was wearing? How about somebody who speaks differently, with a lisp or an accent, or somebody who speaks a different language? We make assumptions about those people. What about Republicans? Or what they assume about... Wait a minute. Where's Cheryl?
Yeah,
no. And what they assume about Democrats. And how about what Democrats assume about libertarians? What about what Muslims assume about Jewish people? What Jewish people assume about Mormons? Just because they're different. How about men's opinion of women? And women's opinion of men, just because they're a different gender? Well, two things I'd like you to consider. Number one, if each of us is a small part of God, say as a light that's covered by our flesh, and that's covered by our clothing, and it's disguised by our gender and our spoken language, and further concealed by makeup, jewelry, the cars that we drive, and the houses that we live in, each of us is still that little bit of God. Then how about if we show that light to each other by our thoughts, deeds, and actions? And number two, which is probably harder for us to do, is let's look for that light in other people. Millie, I'd like to thank you for all that you've taught me and that you continue to teach me. I love you. Thank you. Thank you, Phyllis.